as a society, you'd imagine we'd want less and less people having to rely on food banks. So in a sense, this report sort of tells us we're going a bit backward. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about the report's findings?
Look, we have gone backward. I mean, the last report we did, which was 2018-19, we had about 15% of Aussies needing our help. Now it's 30%. So 3 out of 10 Aussies need our help, which means they go at least one day without eating or not knowing where their food is coming from. And that's a pretty sad statistic. You know, more than a quarter of those experienced food insecurity had never faced it before this COVID-19 pandemic.
COVID-19 would be the chief culprit here then. Are we seeing any other factors?
Look, it is the chief culprit, and the chief culprit in the context that there's a lot more people that are looking for assistance. People like casual employees and international students. Normally, they would have jobs. The international students would be able to survive because they worked in the hospitality industry as a part-time job to fund their food and some of those things. They've all dried up, those positions. So that's put extra stress on us, because we've supplied somewhere between 8,000 and 9,000 hampers for international students with the help of New South Wales Treasury. And also, we've had a lot of people who've come to us that previously mum and dad have worked, they've got a couple of young kids, they're at daycare or at school, they've been 100% fine, never looked for help in their life. All of a sudden, both of them have been made redundant. And so there's pressure because they've had a mortgage, they've got children, and they've both had good jobs. But all of a sudden, those jobs have dried up. So that puts a real amount of pressure on the situation.
You mentioned, of course, the young people there. Is it primarily young people we are seeing most affected by food insecurity?
Look, the Generation Z, which is the 18 to 25-year-olds, there's been a 65% increase in their demand, and that's dramatic. And we haven't seen that previously, and a lot of those people in that generation are students. So, you know, that ties in with the 62% of people looking for it. So they're reasonably similar numbers. So that's just put pressure on the whole community.
Are charities sort of struggling to keep up with the new demand on food supply?
Look, it's a funny situation, because what's happened is some of the charities were manned by older volunteers. Some of those have changed dramatically how they're distributing food. And in a couple of cases, some of them have closed, whereas a lot of the other charities have expanded. We've most likely supplied now more than 30,000 essential food hampers in that time, and we're planning to build another 50,000 in the next, from now till March next year, because it's the one way of being able to quickly get to a family or a group. And that's what food bank's good at. Food bank supplies 70% thereabouts of all food relief in Australia. They're the most respected by the government, both state and federally, and they know we've got the capacity and the willingness and the attitude to help very quickly.
So what's needed most? I mean, is it more government support? Is it more awareness so people know about and don't feel ashamed of seeking out these services? Is there more everyday Australians can kind of do in this situation?
Look, can I give you 3 points for why people should seek food relief and the benefits? So, I mean, the people who don't want to come and ask for food relief, 32% is they're afraid what people will think. They're embarrassed. 29% are saying that, look, somebody down the street might need a bit more help than me. And 28% are afraid of feeling inadequate and dependent on a charity that they can't look after their family. They're the negatives. The positives are the three top benefits of receiving food relief from us is 33% of feed less hungry, a 30% improvement in mental health, and 26% able to better concentrate and focus. So they're the positives. Australians are very proud people, for which we respect that. But sometimes they've just got to put up the hand and say, look, we need a bit of help. Food Bank is like the pantry to the welfare sector. So we supply charities. We're not frontline, but charities like the Salvos and Binnie's and Anglicare and all the other ethnic and religious groups we supply, and schools. So we've got over 1,000 charities and schools registered with us that we're supplying on a regular basis. So out of our facility at Glendenning, we're supplying between 250 and 300 tonne of product to these welfare agencies each week. 60% of it goes to the Sydney metropolitan area, 35% to regional rural New South Wales, and 5% to the Australian Capital Territory, Canberra.
It's kind of times that have caught, a great deal of by surprise. You know, it's a lot of people can be forgiven for not seeing this one coming, not being prepared for this one. Look, Jerry, do appreciate your time telling us about this one this morning.
Sean, we really appreciate the chance to let people know what Food Bank's doing. And if people want to donate to us, they just go onto the www.foodbank website, geolocate to New South Wales, and we're very happy to accept donations. And have a great day.
You too, Jerry.
Bye.